If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. So the 7th annual Chicago Craft Beer Week kicks off next week, all to explore the depth and breadth of local craft beer and honor those who enrich our community of beer lovers. Chicago's celebration coincides with American Craft Beer Week, which started in 2006 and paying homage to America's more than 2,800 small independent craft brewers. Now, more than 300 venues will participate this year, offering special tastings of rare beer and other special events throughout the week. And joining us live in studio, if I can get all your mics on, are the folks from Metropolitan Brewing, and they're the co-founders, Doug and Tracy Hurst, lead brewer Ryan Murphy, and operations manager Brandon Baker. The whole crew is here. Welcome in, everybody.
Hey, hey, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thrilled that you're here tonight. So how did the idea for opening up a brewery in Chicago, like, when did you do it, and how'd you come up with the idea?
Well, I was a home brewer for 20-odd years.
Oh, so it was in your blood already.
I didn't like day jobs anymore. Okay. And instead, right, maybe I wanted to work day and night.
And that's so probably what you're doing
went
now,
to
yeah.
Brewing school at the Siebel Institute right here in Chicago, the brewing school we have here, and learned professional brewing, and then wrote a business plan, and Tracy ended up joining in along the way to because I realized I couldn't do it myself. We got this up and running in 2008, and our first beer shipped out in 2009.
Boom.
We were the first new brewery in the city in over 10 years at that time.
Wow. Very cool. What were you doing before this? I always love asking that question.
Yeah. I worked in audio and video production.
Okay.
And that sort of thing.
And Tracy, what about you?
I was a photographer by day and actually a professional belly dancer in the evening.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
okay.
I trained with someone here in Chicago. I had a mentor, and neither career was incredibly lucrative. So when Doug asked me to come on and run the brewery, I was more than happy shift gears. Yeah.
Now, German style beers, mostly lagers, is what you guys do.
Correct.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that was by choice. I mean, you make what you like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I went to, as part of my brewing education was in Germany, Munich, and I was drinking all the great lagers, some of which we get here.
Yeah.
But they just tasted a lot better over there, and it was because they were fresh. So when I came back and was kind of deciding what would be a good thing to brew, I thought, we need fresh lagers. Also, Chicago, Milwaukee, St. Louis is the home of German lager brewing in the United States.
Yeah, hello. Yeah.
And I thought it would be great to sort of try to pay homage to all that.
Now, most couples find it hard to work together because I could never, ever work with my wife. And you two are divorced, but you somehow figured out how to continue working together. Maybe it's better now doing it that way.
Yes. Indeed. Isn't that something? Absolutely, it is much better. Yeah. Well, I mean, we work really well together and we play to each other's strengths. And now that we got all that messy marriage business out of the way.
That's great.
The brewery runs really well.
I like to say we found out we were better business partners than domestic partners.
Exactly.
Cool. That's very cool.
Brandon's been along for the entire ride, so he could speak to that too, that life probably got a lot easier.
So when did you join up?
I started volunteering in 2009.
Okay.
It was the very end of the first year the brewery was around.
I was going to say, first year volunteering was probably a good thing.
Yeah.
From a business perspective, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, it worked out well, obviously, but volunteered on and off a little bit. And when I started volunteering, Doug and Tracy were still married. And then when the split came, it was a little slightly worrisome on my part. I can't remember if I was part-time at that time or not.
I think
not.
You were still part-time.
Yeah, maybe I'd gone from volunteer to part-time. It clicked right after. I mean, it's amazing. I always say most people I don't think would have survived that. Credit to Doug and Tracy. They have not only survived it but thrived. So
that's cool.
It's been great.
What did you do before?
I was an aircraft maintenance officer in the Air Force. So I had, when I started volunteering at the brewery, I was a passionate craft beer person. I had minimal.
Yeah, there's got to be passion involved in all this.
Yeah, you're not going to stick around too long if you don't have the passion. Mm-hmm. But I had minimal brewing experience, a little home brewing experience, knew the basics. But I think my strength coming in initially was just sort of aptitude for mechanical things that probably helped me out along the way.
Cool, so, very cool. How about you, Ryan?
I started volunteering, I think, back in 2011, summer of 2011. And I was kind of looking for a career change. I was in the rock and roll world of retail management.
Okay.
So I was looking for something that was...
What were you doing?
Maybe actually ran the... used to be a store up on Michigan Avenue in Water Tower Place called the Cubs Clubhouse. I think it's closed now.
Okay.
But it was all Cubs-focused stuff.
Okay.
And I ran that store for about 6 years.
The rock
years.
And roll world.
Yeah, it was a nonstop thrill ride
over
there.
Yeah.
I'd been homebrewing for a while, and I kind of wanted to get into it. And I had a friend who was volunteering at Metropolitan. And, you know, I came by, and I tried my hand at it, and they sent me out into the world. And I also attended Siebel Institute here in Chicago. And eventually I lost enough hair that Doug said, yeah, why don't you come on back in?
You're in. Nice.
Yeah. Nice. Now, the lagers that you produce, they are more resource intensive than most beers, right?
Yeah, and in a way, lagers ferment with a different kind of yeast than ales do. It's lager yeast, and they ferment at a cooler temperature. So you have to keep the tanks colder, which takes more energy. And they ferment longer, so it takes 28 days at least for lagers to ferment, as opposed to ales, which are usually 12 to 14 days.
Okay.
So it takes more equipment to brew the same amount of beer and more energy.
Now, what's a day like at the brewery? Like, what happens every day? Like, are you there at the crack of dawn? Are you there when you get there? Like, how does it work?
We just sit around and drink beer all day.
Sounds like a great gig, man. I got to tell you. Well, I mean, you're fast growing, too, which is cool, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But what is a typical day like?
Well, we kind of have our production separated into different aspects. So there's brewing, where we're turning malt and water and hops and yeast into beer. And then there's cellar operations, where that is fermenting in the fermentation and being filtered. And Logan, who is our one team member not here today, or one of our two team members not here today, is the guy who does filtration and cellar operations. And then Brandon and Peter, who's not here today, are packaging. So they do all of the work to put the finished beer into kegs and bottles. And we kind of do all of that simultaneously. So we get in 7:30 or 8 in the morning and leave at, I don't know, 5 or probably more like 6 or 7.
The guys have a different schedule than I do. That's the schedule they do in the brewery, but I run the outer world of the brewery, so I'm out doing sales. So my day starts around 11.
Yeah.
And then I work until
11
or 12.
Oh, I would think so, in the evening. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What's the mood like at the brewery? Because I have to assume, you know, whatever happens there, it says a lot about what you're making.
Absolutely.
Well, I've said this a lot recently. We, I think, have the strongest team we've had to this point in the brewery's history. And by a strong team, I mean in terms of production of the beer, getting it done and checking off all the boxes, safety and quality, all that, and also just great people. We get along great. We have a great time. I think of it as a work hard, play hard situation.
As every job should be.
Yeah. I think that's the most rewarding way to go about it, and we I think execute well with that. So.
Now, what influences the beer recipes that you're putting together? Like, you know, how often are you experimenting? Because you've got your standards, but you always love coming up with some new stuff too. So, how does that kind of come about?
Well, we're lucky. We've got our four core beers, you know, that we make year round. But pretty much every 2 months, we're bringing out a new seasonal or specialty beer, which is that's the really fun thing for Doug and I, is we get to kind of you know, we're constantly kind of making a new recipe or playing with something. And These are you know, organic products that change year to year. So in some ways, we're trying to make the same beer from a previous year, but with a slightly different product.
Okay.
So there's a lot of, you know, there's tracking of, the weather during a malt growing season. You're talking to your hop suppliers to make sure that the hops are staying constant year to year, and then making slight adjustments. And then you've got things like FOBABs, Festival of Wooden Barrel Aged Beers here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's FOBABs, a fun one.
Okay.
Yeah, FOBAB. That's a fun one for us because it's just a total shot in the dark for lagers to be put in these wooden barrels and kind of age for a long time. They're not necessarily meant for it, but we can play around with it a lot. It's a fun way to experiment.
Now, are you guys out there looking to see what other people are doing too? I mean, you're drinking a lot, is what I'm assuming here.
Oh yeah. I mean, I think we take inspiration from what other people are doing, or mixing together ideas from one beer and another beer, maybe, or flavors out there, maybe from food or something. Nowadays, you see a lot of beers that have additional ingredients in them.
And pairings, too.
We don't much, but we do it somewhat with some of our small specialty batch things. And it's a lot of fun. And it's fun, in fact, also to pair up with either other brewers. Sometimes we'll do collaborations.
That's cool.
We just recently did one with Two Brothers Brewing out in Warrenville. We did False Dichotomy because they are an ale brewery and we're a lager brewery.
Okay, that makes
and we
sense.
Came together and kind of did an ale lager mashup. Or we also like to work with Metropolis Coffee. Sometimes we'll take our Magnetron beer and add coffee to that, and it's a lot of fun.
That's cool. I love the packaging on all this stuff, and you've got your four beers kind of lined up here. And I know you folks listening, you're like, oh great, Dave's drinking in the studio again. And but let's talk a little bit about each of the beers themselves. We got, what was that now?
But you're not drinking alone.
No, I'm not drinking alone. Never. Roger
we
just joined us down
let
here.
That happen.
When you guys take a break at the brewery, is it a coffee break or is it a beer break?
Well, are you talking about before or after 10 a.m.?
Yeah.
Both.
There are two beverages served at the brewery. One is coffee and the other is beer.
I'm amazed at how much coffee we go through at the brewery.
Well, here we got Crankshaft. Let's talk about Crankshaft. What is this beer all about?
Crankshaft is actually a hybrid beer. If you're drinking in Cologne, this is the beer you'd be drinking. It's a Kolsch-style beer.
What does that mean exactly?
Kolsch refers to the style brewed in that part of the world. Before the 16th century, we didn't know what lager yeast was, and all European beer was ale. So Crankshaft is a Kolsch. It's fermented with ale yeast. So even though we're having this lager ale discussion, that beer is fermented with ale yeast, so it does ferment a little bit faster at a warmer temperature, but we do lager it. So you kind of have the best of both worlds. You have that sort of sweet, light flavor from the
very
ale
light.
Yeast,
yeah, nice. It's very
but
nice.
We lager it, so it finishes nice and dry and clean. That's also our flagship beer. I call that my payroll maker.
Okay, gotcha. I love that. You sound like a true businesswoman. Exactly. Yeah. Dynamo. What do we got for Dynamo?
Dynamo is a Vienna lager, so now we're well into Lagerville. We lager it, you know, it's fermented with lager yeast, so it's in the tank for a month. We use a lot of Vienna malt in it, which is a toasted malt, which gives it the sort of cereal sweetness you're tasting.
Mm-hmm.
But it finishes really dry and clean. You know, when I'm out in the world talking about our beers, the words I say most often are clean, dry, and balanced, because that's the way the Germans like their beer. And that's where Doug studied, and that's how he learned to do what we do. So across the beers, you're going to get a really great, dazzling array of flavors, but they're all going to be clean, dry, and well-balanced.
You got a flywheel here.
That's a German Pilsner.
That's what you're drinking, Roger.
Yep, so am I. That's my favorite. Cheers, everybody.
It says a bright lager on it. When you say it's a Pilsner.
It's a German Pils.
Okay.
So a lot of craft breweries, when they make a Pils, they'll go toward Czech style because that's more bitter, hoppy. But we do ours German style. So you're going to get that really bright hoppiness, mm-hmm. but it's going to have a nice balance of malt backing it up. It even finishes a little bit like bread or biscuit.
Yeah, it kind of explodes in the mouth when you drink it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And it's a great overall taste.
Yep.
You know, it's some beers you have finish further back on the tongue, some in the front. And this one kind of splashes all over. I like it.
All of them clean.
Yeah, very clean. All of them clean. Very clean.
Yeah, that's a
that's a testament to the team.
Key aspect.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Magnetron is super exciting for us. Magnetron is a Schwarz
great label,
beer.
By the way.
Thank you. I like engines, so we name all of our beers after engine parts.
Okay, all right.
Or things that generate power. So Magnetron is a Schwarz beer, which is German for black beer. And it's, I mean, we're drinking it out of the bottle, so you can't see it. But it is jet black with beautiful ruby, burgundy tones. You get a lot of toasted flavor from the malt, but it's 5% ABV. So it is a chug-a-lug. You can absolutely...
All right.
And the great thing about that is
it's
going to
be a long night, so thank you. Yeah,
I just got back from Philadelphia, and I had this huge honor. We just accepted the silver medal at the World Beer Cup.
I know. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it was an incredible honor. And, you know, for a brewery full of jokers who really just don't care about stuff like that, we're really, really proud and excited. And that it was an amazing night. And I'm just so proud of the guys. I couldn't be more proud.
Congrats, guys.
Thank you. I'm going to blame all four of you because I now have to catch an elevator up to the seventh floor, put a newscast together.
You'll make it.
Take a couple of beers with you, so you're good to go.
He's got some up there already. Don't worry about it.
Cheers. Thank you.
We had a newscast to remember.
That's right.
That's right. Now, you're expanding as well. So you're in Ravenswood right now, right?
Yeah.
So tell us what you're doing a little bit.
Well, in Ravenswood, we have 4,500 square feet, and we are absolutely butt to gut in there.
I bet.
Brandon shows up early to put pallets of stuff out on the sidewalk so they can move the forklift around.
It's great.
We have no public space. We just crank out the beer and
great problem to have.
Yes.
It really is. Yeah.
We ship throughout Illinois and Wisconsin, so the boys are producing enough beer to serve both states. Our new project is in Avondale on the west side of the river at Barry, if Barry went across the river, and Rockwell.
Okay.
And we are the northern anchor in the project, and the southern anchor in the project is Metropolis Coffee.
Oh, very cool.
It won't be confusing at all, Metropolis.
No, I like that. I like that. Now, will this be able to be an experience for people? Are you going to have this be open? Okay, that's cool.
We'll have a
tasting room and stuff? Okay, cool.
We'll have a tap room. You can come and drink the beer and hang out with us.
Love that.
It's going to be pretty exciting. Cool. The tap room will actually be on the river side of the building.
Oh, nice.
And there'll be a patio and a tap room with windows on all across two sides of the space.
So much of this has to be an experience. It's already an experience for you all. So, I mean, to be able to share this with the people that love your beer is going to be fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Love having people over.
Now, you've got some events coming up, too, for Chicago Craft Beer Week. Yeah, what do you got going on? You got some of the Olympic in
Rockford?
Well,
actually, our first event is Thursday night.
Okay.
That's Beer Under Tin.
Okay.
That we held at Patty Long's with our good friends Off Color Brewing. And in fact, the two guys who own Off Color Brewing actually worked with Doug for a year. John Lafler and Dave Blightner.
Okay.
So they're really good friends of ours, and they are outstanding brewers as well.
Awesome.
And we have boot races, so
things get really out of hand.
That's at Patty Long's on Thursday night. And then Saturday, we'll be in Rockford at Olympic Tavern, tapping our special Logan beer. We call it Logan beer after our cellar master, Logan.
Okay.
But that is, tell them about, it's a Rogan beer that was in a rum barrel.
It's a rye lager, pretty strong one. I think it's about 8% alcohol.
Okay.
And it was aged in a rye whiskey barrel.
Neat.
Rum. I'm sorry.
Rum. Tailwind's rum.
Rum.
Yeah.
Okay.
A rum barrel.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of beers made in rum barrels? Because I know bourbon barrels. That sounds cool. I mean,
it sounds
like a great experience. Yeah,
bourbon whiskey barrels are most common.
Okay.
Rum barrels seem to be becoming more popular.
Interesting. Okay.
There's Fobab, as we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Everything there is barrel aged. Rum barrels seem to be more and more every year.
I think there are more American distillers making rum now. Maybe it was harder to get rum barrels previously
because they availability
came
from
elsewhere.
And then Memorial Day week, as we lead up to the first summer national holiday, you get a bunch of stuff. I'm looking here: Sweetwater Tavern and Grill on Tuesday, Jerry's Sandwiches on Wednesday, Plank Road Tap Room in Elgin on Thursday. You got something. You guys are drinking every night.
Yep.
So you're working during
that's
the day. I'm looking
week.
At this.
That is beer week.
It is.
My stock phrase for beer week is hangovers are no excuse.
Nope.
To get the show
we
up to
work. We just say everyone
like
sign
it.
Up for your replacement liver yeah. now.
And then you got Bitter Pops on Friday as well. Yeah. Yeah, that's very cool. I was looking at this, you know, like craft brewers. I mean, you know, this seems like still so new, but estimated 500,000 jobs in the U.S., including serving staff and brew pubs. Growth of the craft brewing industry year over year was 18%, which is wild. Revenue dollars over $20 billion. And I like this too. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, Barack Obama all have brewed beer in their homes while serving in office as president.
Brilliant.
See, yeah. Look at that. All those guys. And I was looking at some of these other facts. Hops have loads of health benefits. Did you know that?
Sure.
There's anti-inflammatory properties.
Anti-inflammatory. Yep, yeah. yep. It's supposed to cure insomnia, which I just pass out, I guess, maybe.
Sure.
Indigestion helps with indigestion as well. We're the second largest hop producer behind Germany,
yep.
obviously.
Yeah.
So are you getting your hops all here or locally? Or
our hops all come from the Willamette Valley in Oregon State.
Okay.
Two farms there, and we're using six different varieties.
Okay.
So they're all American hops, but they're hybrids of German varieties.
Very cool. Well, Doug and Tracy Hurst, Ryan Murphy, Brandon Baker, and for more on the brewery and all the upcoming events that are coming up, and again, congratulations on the World Beer Cup. That's very cool.
Thank you.
You can go to metrobrewing.com. And when's the new place opening? Is that next year?
It'll be roughly this time next year.
Oh, very cool. Congratulations on that as well. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate you all being here.
Thanks.
I want to blame them because I want to... I want a half-pound hamburger right now.
With the beer? You need a little something with that, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Shantae, let's get a steakhouse or something to deliver some steaks in here now. Come on. All right. Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.